The Greek word for transformed is metamorpho. We've borrowed that word for our word, metamorphosis, to describe the dramatic change of a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. It's a beautiful word and it has a wonderful spiritual application. Jesus was transformed. All three synoptic or parallel Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, describe a remarkable event that happened to Jesus. He took three of his disciples, Peter, James, and John, up a mountain to pray. This, in itself, was not extraordinary because Jesus often did this alone. However, two things happened up there which were extraordinary. First, Jesus' appearance radically changed with his face shining like the sun and his clothes gleaming white. Secondly, two major Old Testament figures, Moses and Elijah, appeared and began talking with Jesus about his imminent death, see Matthew chapter 17. These two saints had died centuries before and they too were clothed in heavenly glory. Peter then asks Jesus if they should make tents or shelters for these heavenly guests. A cloud covers them and God, the Father, answers their inquiry by saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him." See Mark 9, therefore, the short answer was, no, and it implied that Peter should stop talking and start listening. The cloud then departs, leaving Jesus, in normal appearance, alone with his overwhelmed and bewildered disciples who must have felt they had been dreaming. Jesus tells them to keep this experience to themselves, not easy to do, until after his resurrection, see Luke chapter 9. We call this event the Transfiguration. Literally, it means a change of face, but it refers to the transformation of Jesus' whole body. The disciples were transformed. Imagine being one of the three disciples that day. Their outward appearance was not transformed, like Jesus, Moses, and Elijah, but their inner lives certainly were. Their understanding of who Jesus really was deepened, even though they still couldn't see the big picture yet. The disciples got a glimpse of Jesus for the first time in his glory, and what their future glory would look like. This was the kind of heavenly glory that Jesus had experienced before coming to earth. As the eternal Son of God, his existence didn't begin, like ours, at conception. His Father in heaven had sent these two godly Old Testament men to encourage and prepare Jesus for his approaching crucifixion. It was abhorrent to Jesus, the sinless Son of God, to contemplate taking on the enormity and depravity of all human sin. But Jesus knew that after the cross came glory and the return to his sinless and resplendent heavenly home. The three disciples were transformed that day and were now better prepared for what was to follow. We can be transformed. This is the most relevant part for you and me. The information above can stay as head knowledge and have little impact on your life. That would be a pity. The takeaway that God has for us is to realize that our lives here on earth, like the disciples, can be transformed as well. Perhaps not as dramatically as the transfiguration of Jesus. For us, it's usually more gradual. The Apostle Paul tells us how in his letter to the Romans, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will." Romans chapter 12 verses 1-2. When we surrender our lives to God, his Spirit is then free to begin the process of change and transformation in us. This brings happiness to us and glory to God. And then, we too, can look forward to the day when we depart this world and experience the full glory of our eternal home. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.